Welkom in de Wanderers podcast. Deze aflevering een gesprekje met Steve Binns, onze speler uit Groot-Brittannië. Zeer ervaren, spelend voor de Zamis en als invaller voor het zondagteam. Hallo Steve.
Aha.
You managed to come online.
Yeah, not by myself.
No worries there. Right. So Steve, how are you doing?
Yeah, busy working and just a bit worried about my father. He's been taken into hospital in England, but
that doesn't sound good.
He put some sausages in the pan in the oven, and he couldn't get back in the kitchen. He couldn't walk, so they sent for fire brigade.
Yeah.
Anyway, they took him in hospital now, and he's been looked after in hospital. But he can't live by himself anymore. He's 88 now. So
yeah, it's quite old, isn't it? Yeah.
Put him in a home now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's doing all right now. He's being looked after.
He's in hospital now, and nurses look after him.
Right.
And we're supposed to be going over to see him for 2 weeks.
All right.
15th of August, but with this corona thing, it's still quite difficult it's driving people crazy, isn't it?
It is very much so. Yeah, so Steve, how are you after the football match, the final? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was upset, but I thought, well, it's only football.
Yeah, it was a nervous game, exciting to watch.
Yeah, but the three guys who missed the penalties, I'm not racist, but a few,
I think they were too young to take to handle this final.
By taking them off the bench and putting them straight in to take penalties, two of them.
Yeah, I think it's a Southgate's fault, I think.
Well, he's done a great job, let's face it.
He is, of course.
To get them to where they went to. It's been a success, but it comes down to penalties in the end. It's a bit of a lottery.
It is, of course, for everyone. But then it was the third loss of the weekend, because Saturday we lost. We lost from Hercules.
Yeah.
Although you were doing very well with the ball, bowling, and with the bat as well.
Yeah.
Can you remember the wickets you took? The four wickets. You took four wickets.
I took four wickets for 41.
Yeah.
And seven overs. That's the best I've ever done in my entire cricket career.
Yeah, it was perfect. And
54.
It was one of the
runs, which was difficult in the first eight overs.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to score 10, never mind 100 and something. It was difficult.
Very difficult to bet.
The first eight overs were I had to battle through it. I'll dig deep.
Yeah.
And then the runs come later. When you, if you can dig deep and get through the good balls, then
It was a solid 50 plus. It's been a while for you, or not?
Yeah, I think not last year. Anyway, the year before. The year before I scored, I made a 50.
Yeah, you did well. But about the bowling, but because you're a bit of a talent now in your slow bowling. I remember one of the four was clean bowled. I remember I took a stumping on your bowling. That was very clever.
I bowled one out wide on purpose.
Yeah, it was, and you dragged him forward. But the other two, I remember.
One was caught by Dean, the fourth.
Yeah.
One.
That's he remembered that you were
on your point. By the substitute fielder.
Oh yeah, right. Dean told me he was while he was catching the ball, he was watching you praying with your knees on the ground.
Yeah, I was right in front of him. I was right in front of him praying.
Yeah.
And he looked at me in the eyes, and then he caught it.
Yeah, but then it was a very friendly game. The guy on their side who batted, he also plays in their first or second team on Sundays. I think he was too good for our league.
I know that guy.
Yeah,
I thought I had him LBW as well.
Yeah, I think we should have had a rule in the Zamis that you go retired after 50 runs. To let the others have a bet. But then again, that's just the captain's decision.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah,
then,
yeah, they don't make a rule in the army.
No. But then after the beers we had at Hercules, you went on to play for the Sunday team. And I followed that a bit on the app. Mm. But it didn't went very well, did it, Sunday?
Well, I got the guy who made 109. I got him LBW.
Yeah, right. Good.
So I got the key wicket, but it was a bit too late. He'd already scored 109.
Yeah. In a very short time, I saw.
Yeah, he was smashing sixes and fours everywhere.
Yeah. But he wasn't missed on catching or so.
Yeah, he was dropped. Nicky dropped him. I think he got dropped three times altogether.
Altogether, okay. So that's the thing for the practice next week, to do some catching, high and straightforward catches.
Yeah, well, you can catch them in practice, but in the game,
in the match, it's always difficult.
You can practice as much as you want, and then when it comes to the game, it was a simple catch Nicky missed as well. Actually,
It was well, a volley. It's a shame. That's just a shame, but. It's always difficult to have to bet second and then see a big total on the scoreboard.
They were a good team as well.
They were a good team. Yeah, they are a good team as well. Indeed.
Kaviva, and that's their ninth team. They've got nine teams.
Yeah. So now we're looking forward for the weekend, playing tomorrow.
Yep, we're going to play Excelsior in Skidmore.
Should be a good game.
I would imagine they'll be a good side as well.
Yeah, I think so, but we will be strong.
I think they didn't win at top leagues.
Yeah, I think we are in a strong team tomorrow as well.
Yeah,
because we bring Anne Sean back into the game, for instance.
Yeah.
For the atmosphere.
And I hear Ishan's going to play for us, I think, tomorrow.
If he's going now, then we have a superb opening bowler. Mm. And I think Fikas will play as well tomorrow. So that's a good thing.
Well, right. he's struggling with the bat lately, but
he is. But if he can play on the Zami, he's have a little bit of a bat. That's a good thing as well for us.
I love him as well. I'll have a little talk to him. He keeps fishing outside off stump again.
Yeah, right.
He did that a couple of years ago, and then he stopped doing it, but. You start doing it again.
Yeah, yes. I'll have to talk to him about that. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve. We're gonna end the recording. And I hope you have a pleasant evening. And we will meet each other tomorrow in Schiedam. Don't forget Schiedam,
I very much enjoyed last Saturday. Enjoyed it.
It was a very friendly, nice game. We had good fun amongst each other as well.
I roll back the years a bit.
What do you mean?
I roll back the years from when I was in my 20s. Right.
Okay, yeah. You did very well.
I started holding the ball a bit different, and it's working. So
yeah, hopefully it will work tomorrow as well.
We'll carry on with it. Yeah.
Okay, right, Steve.
Good.
Thanks for calling in. See you tomorrow.
Yep, it's good.
Yep. Okay, Steve, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dat was het gesprek met Steve Bins. We hopen hem nog vele jaren bij onze Wanderers Cricket Club actief op het veld te hebben. Hij geniet optimaal van het cricket, zowel aan bed als met de bal als bowler. Dames en heren, bedankt voor het luisteren en tot de volgende keer maar weer. Dit was de Wanderers Cricket Club Os podcast.